What do you see from the Cleveland Browns offense, Coach?
Well, they got a good mix of young skilled players and some guys that they've drafted and developed over the past few years. Their offensive line does a good job working together. And their young skill guys are starting to grow together. Running back's a good player. Okay. Quarterback does some good things. And their young wide receivers are learning how to work with them. So they have a young nucleus that can be a good offense for years to come. They continue to work together and do the right things.
If Gaither is your starter in the middle, in the base defense, how much has he picked up from this defense in the limited time he's been here? What do you expect from him? That sort of thing.
Omar brings a lot of energy. Omar's done a good job being a professional and coming in and asking the right kind of questions. He does a good job communicating with the guys in the huddle. And when he doesn't know something, he asks. So that's good. But he has picked up a lot pretty fast.
Several of the players said they don't know why, they can't explain it, but they come out flat. And they came out flat last week. Can you explain why they came out flat?
I would say the biggest thing that we do is we need to find what takes us to that point to play a football game. And some of these guys are in the process of learning how to do that themselves. I think some of our older pros know how to do that consistently. I think some of our younger guys are still learning how to do that consistently. And that's part of the deal of a 16-game season. We have a good number of rookies and a good number of young players that don't know any other than this system. And they need to keep working on how to get themselves ready to play at all times. Okay? And that's what's going on is the consistency. We need to play at that level. And whatever takes us to that, because it usually isn't a coach's speech that does that. It's every man figuring out how to get ready to play these 60 minutes of football consistently. And that's what we're working on with them. And everybody does that a little different way.
Is it different on the road?
It shouldn't be. But again, as a young guy, sometimes you get in the hotel room and you're thinking about things you shouldn't be thinking about. Or, you know, when I say shouldn't be thinking about, I mean more not knowing how to prepare yet. And we got to teach them and we got to bring them along. They've had a good week so far. So I'm excited to see what they do. Because the second half, they played. We had a couple things we had to overcome, but they played. And that's all you got to do. You tackle the guy with the ball, and you do your job, and you do it together. Because at times we've done that well this year. We need to do that consistently. The same run plays are the same run plays we've seen. We just have let them out through holes this big sometimes. You got to close the hole. That's our job.
Third quarter problems have been well documented until that Cincinnati game. What flipped the switch at halftime this time? It seemed like everything from the result to just their body language looked better in the second half of Cincinnati.
When we saw them in the locker room, some of the veterans kind of had a little different feel. I just looked at them and I said, just go play. And there's some other words, but mostly it was, just let's go play. Okay, because you know you can. Quit messing around, not communicating. Go play and knock the heck out of somebody, because that's your job. Tackle the guy with the ball. Get him on the ground. Control what we can control. That's it. That's all you get. That's what you can control. So that's all we talked about. But that's what we got to take ourselves to all the time. So it's our job as a staff and the players working together to get that done.
A lot of points in the last four games. Do you change anything you're doing as far as approach or scheme? Or what do you look at as far as what you can do to make a change or make a difference?
One, points allowed is a team stat. Two, okay, it's a team stat. Two, we got to control what we can control on defense, which is the very first thing I told you guys when we talked to us. Okay, so it doesn't matter where they get the ball. It doesn't matter. You got to hold them to the least amount of points possible. Hopefully force a field goal and block it. All right? We have been good, 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 pretty good, 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 bad. Rather than a little bad, they've been bigger bads the last four games. We can't fall down. Okay? We can't say, I knew how to fit that, I just didn't get there. There's no, I didn't hear, I didn't understand, I didn't know. It's the same plays. We're seeing the same stuff. We got to play them better. We've played them better. We've already played them better early in the year. So we got to get that inconsistency out of our defense. So those would be the three things that take care of it. Is there anything different? No, we need to execute the stuff better. We have enough things and not too much things. We have enough. We got to do them right.
Is that frustrating if it's the same plays and they're doing the same mistakes? Is it hard for you to see that and realize you're not getting the message across? Is there a disconnect or something like going on as far as the scheme versus the execution? Or
no. You got to tackle the guy with the ball. And when in doubt, you can be violent. Some of them, we got to be more violent. We got to knock guys back. Okay, we played a couple good offensive lines. We got to make up our minds, as we've done. We did it in the second half, to go knock the heck out of people and tackle the guy with the ball. Okay, and it's going to be tested this week because this guy's a good runner and their line's getting better. So this is a good test for us. And we need to get an A on that test in our home stadium. That's what we need to do.
So if you're confident in what you teach out there, how much of it is execution, lack of execution, and how much of it is you get the point where you say that these guys just aren't good enough, that I don't have enough here?
Well, I would say this. Once you're in the season and you got the 16 games to do as good as you can, you want to go 1-0 every week, okay? The guys in the locker room are the guys in the locker room. So our job as a coach is to raise each one's level to be as good as he can be. And that's where we got to go. We got to raise their level to be, and the players are working with us, to be as good as they can be, to do their best. And if that's not good enough, if somebody gets out-athleted once in a while, that's going to happen. This is the NFL. It's the best in the world. It's the best athletes in the world. So our job is to get them to be in the right spots and help them make plays when they're there. Their job is to make the plays. They actually get the good job. So that's where we are. So our job is maximizing how to get them to play together, and then there's going to be a time where a guy beats you. So the point for the evaluation of the players is after the 5 weeks, you know, and that's that we can't control that. What we can control is the guys that we have in the room who are good guys that are working together, helping them make more plays. That's what we can control.
Do you believe you've raised the level of a lot of these defensive players?
There's some guys playing better than they have. There's some guys playing really well. Hosilio Hansen's play that got called back was an outstanding play. He is covering people. Philip Wheeler has gotten better this year. Those are just a couple examples. Okay. Some of our guys, Tyvon's having a good year. You know, he had to miss the 1 week, and he'll be better this week than he was last week. I mean, there's some guys that the level, they've played better than they have in the NFL. And we're thankful for those guys. Some of our young guys are coming along. Those are just a few examples.
What's your relationship with Rolando McClain? What's your take on his situation?
Well, Coach Allen addressed that situation. Rolando and I have a good relationship, and however Coach Allen and everybody decides to proceed, that's how we'll go with it as an organization.
Hansen said in the third quarter, for most of the second half, came out and played a lot more man coverage. He was said hardly played zone. And they got more aggressive. He thought that got people into it more. Was there any truth to that? His take on it?
We play a mix of man and zone anyway. What we did is we played a little bit more man in some situations. Mm-hmm. In some situations. And that was good for us. That was good for us. So we'll continue to mix in the mans, and we have throughout the year.
Why was it good for you? Change an attitude or just kind of like help them get aggressive or
yeah, it helped them get aggressive. There was some forms of man that we played in the first half. I'll give you a specific. Okay, one of them was the first third and long. We had a man called and we didn't quite execute exactly how we were supposed to do that. So we just used a different form of it in the second half. Mm-hmm. So similar, but not exact, but that's what we want to do. We want to challenge them. All right, guys.